This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Scott Capurro's coming up on the show, everybody. He'll be here in about an hour. He's got two shows this weekend. Martoonies on Saturday night and The Hot Monk in Sebastopol on Sunday night.
His last visit.
I know, this is it. And then he goes back on vacation.
Right.
His vacation home in England, in Europe. Does all kinds of stuff over there. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by NBC. NBC. The 1975.
NBC.
I love those guys.
They're going to be in the Alice Lounge right here. Special private performance.
Do you know them? Do you know their music?
I know their music. I don't know them.
They're pretty good.
Alice presents the 1975.
Go.
I only know them because my kids are
crazy for them.
They play.
Are your
all
kids
the time.
Coming in?
You know, there's Ooh. Not a lot of info on this, which I'm guessing they do so that people don't show up outside the building.
You Correct. Want me to talk to Jane for you?
I'm pretty sure that. You know, I
you got that.
If I want to go, I can. I'll just hang out here until they get here.
Oh, all right.
But they're not telling me what day, so I guess I'll just have to hang here every day.
Probably be during school time for them.
Right.
Crank that up. That's a hit right there.
Middle of the day.
Pretty good stuff.
So they're going to do a private live performance mm-hmm. in our Alice Lounge. They happen from time to time. We're literally
this
right outside this door
week,
here.
Yeah.
Jane loves them. She's like, I've seen them everywhere.
Yeah.
They're good every time.
She finds reasons to travel to wherever they are.
Right.
So be listening to Jane. And actually, are we going to have tickets to that too?
I don't believe so. I think it's just
anything.
Darn it all.
Super neat coincidence, though, that they're playing outside her office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, lucky her, she can just walk outside
How
the
convenient.
Door.
Yeah, yes, it's almost like she set it up or something.
Yeah. Hey, 1975, what are you doing here?
I'm going to plunk it down and listen to you play. Tonight on The Voice, the fate of 12 artists is in your hands, America. So, vote live and save your favorites. The Voice, followed by the premiere of Great News. That's the Tina Fey one we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Tonight, beginning at 8, 7 Central on NBC. I guess if we have people in the Central time zone listening, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can hit it. Fish. F-I-S-H. Fish is this hour's code word. Text the word fish to 80787 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, go to RadioAlice.com. We'll text you back and confirm entry one randomly selected nationwide entrant. It's going to win $1,000, man. All right. Fish is this hour's code word. Time for the Celebrity Trash, brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose
and Dublin.
Elton John has canceled 9 upcoming shows, including his remaining dates at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. He almost died. He recently performed a series of shows in South America and became violently ill on the flight back. And as it turned out,
that's going around. Everybody's getting it. It's the 24-hour flu, right?
It sounds like it's worse than that because he's canceled everything for April and May.
Oh,
what a bummer.
Yeah. He contracted some kind of, quote, harmful and unusual bacterial infection. His rep says, upon returning to the UK, his doctors admitted him to the hospital. To hospital. They don't say the hospital there. They just say he was admitted to hospital, where he underwent immediate treatment to remove the infection. Infections of this nature are rare and potentially deadly. He sounds like he will recover. He was discharged and is resting at home. He's expected to make a full recovery. And at this point, he's performing again in June. And if you got, he's not going to make good these shows that are canceled. So if you have tickets to an Elton John show in the next 2 months or, you know, through May, go get a refund. Hmm. He's going to start up again in June. He's doing a European tour. But no Vegas shows.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, why are you laughing?
You just ruined some dude in Sebastopol's day. He's like, oh, drats, these tickets.
I was going to go to Vegas and see him at the Palace.
Darn it.
Yuzi just handed me this story. So I watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I know that person's name, but I don't really know anything about the person.
So this guy is a farmer in Iowa,
I think. Now?
This guy was a bachelor. Chris Soules is his name.
Was he a good? Did you like him?
He's a simple man.
He's an idiot.
I think so. But, okay. You know, look, I don't want to say anything mean about this guy, except that he is a hit-and-run murderer now. Last night at 8:20 Central Time. I don't know what time. It's got to be Central Iowa, right?
Yeah.
He slammed his car into the back of a tractor trailer and then fled the scene. Actually, you know what they're saying here? It's a John Deere tractor trailer. Because when I think of a tractor trailer, I think of like a big rig. But this could actually be a
tractor.
A tractor trailer.
Well, you might use a tractor to haul, like you put a little trailer on
right.
it and then haul hay or whatever.
Well, I don't see a photo of the
or
so
dirt.
He hit the thing and sent it into a ditch, and the driver was taken by ambulance to the hospital where he died. This happened last night.
The driver of the tractor?
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, he definitely should have not fled the scene, but maybe it didn't have lights. Maybe it wasn't even street legal.
I have no idea. And it would have been dark, I guess, at 8:20 p.m. Or at least twilight.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris Soules was driving a Chevy pickup, rear-ended a John Deere tractor trailer, sent it into a ditch. And the guy died. He was on The Bachelor for season 19 in 2015. He's in custody. He received medical attention as well. And he was booked on the charge of leaving the scene with a death.
Wow.
So I don't know how that's going to pan out for him, but...
caught him. Maybe someone saw him?
I don't know. And you flee a scene because you're drunk, right?
Yeah
but...
Like, people stop when they hit something. What do you got there?
You're in shock. You're scared.
John Deere tractor trailer.
Oh, yeah, look at... There it is.
Describe it.
It's smallish, what he's showing me, so who knows what the hell this thing was. But that looks like an oversized ride-on lawnmower, like a small tractor.
Right.
And with just a little hauler in the back. Because when I saw John Deere tractor trailer, it did make me think farm equipment and not big rig.
Sure.
Because when I hear a tractor trailer's been jackknifed on 580, I always think, oh, that's a big rig. But a John Deere one could be something different. Anyway, that is breaking news.
Wow.
About 8:20 last night, this all went down. And I don't know how they found him. And I'm sure TMZ's all over it. Kodak Black, I gave a double take to this story because the guy's got a song in the top 10 right now.
Oh.
This is Tunnel Vision.
All right, I know this.
So this guy has been on parole since last August and could be going back to prison. He's looking at 8 years in prison.
What did he do to break...
Well, it's interesting, Vin.
A release agreement.
And that's why I decided to do this story, because there's three things. He violated his probation in three ways. He attended a boxing match. He went to a strip club. He says that the boxing match and strip club visits were work-related.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing he did is excessive burping during anger management classes.
That might be the one that gets him. The other two, I could make a good argument he should be at those events. if he's an artist, yep. And he's got a rep,
yeah.
And he needs to be able to say, I'm out at the places where people will need to see me.
Yes. He's doing an appearance. Maybe he's doing a video shoot.
Uh-huh.
But that, come on.
That's reckless.
Yeah. It's disruptive. It's annoying to the other people. I mean, you're testing the boundaries of these people's anger management. If you're in the class burping. He says, listen, man, I've got a medical condition. I can't help the burping. Medical condition.
So what's he facing now?
8 years in prison. I don't know what his original... He's just been out on parole since August, they say.
He's a young guy, too.
I don't know what the original charges were, but he could go back because of the burping. Imagine that. You're sitting in like you're already, look, it's, no one's just going to anger management. It's always like a court ordered thing. So there you are. You're sitting there and there's some dude just belching away in the corner.
Horrible.
Guy's lucky those, all those angry people haven't just gotten up and pummeled him.
The only thing worse is coming out the other end.
Oh, tooting? Yeah. You don't like the farts?
Well, if you're going to be ripping those in anger management class, I mean... Okay, now we're... What are you doing both, friend? I mean, just uncontrollable exiting of your body. I don't know what's in me, but it's producing a lot of gas. Both ends. I got some pressure. I got some abdominal pressure. I got to relieve the pressure.
All right, then.
Look at you. She loves it. No, look at her laugh. Look it. She loves it. She pretends to not.
Oh, my God.
Stop it, Brynn.
That was in my left ear.
We are such second graders.
Totally.
Do it again.
Someone pointed that out to us, by the way.
Yeah. That's who we are.
Oh, you feel that?
Feel it.
Yeah, you don't feel that buzz in your left ear?
I think you have your headphones on backwards. That's in my right ear.
Oh, no?
Your headphones are always opposite of mine, too. I always point at my right ear, and then you go, yeah. It's flipped for yours, I think, for some reason.
That's weird. Mm-hmm.
Like, what ear do you hear it right now?
I heard that in the
you know
left.
What?
In the left.
That was my left.
That was my right.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
And it's my left. And you know what? I'm panning it left.
Oh, now I hear it left.
That's left.
That was left?
Yeah.
Now that's in my right. That's in my right.
Oh, that's so weird. You are opposite.
Or maybe the jack.
I don't know. It must be the jack because it's always the opposite.
Let's hear your right so we could hear it in our left.
Hello.
Oh.
Now I'm in my left ear.
You're in our right.
And this is your left and right.
How does
your right, it's your right.
We're playing with the equipment, everyone.
I want to burp in my right ear and a fart in my left ear. Do that for me. You have to do it opposite.
Yeah, let's
see if you
which one do you want? Which one do you want in your left ear?
I want a burp in my left ear and a fart in my right. Is that what I said?
Yeah, let's hear a burp in the left ear and a fart in the right. Let's hear that.
Oh my God! People in sales are like, "How am I supposed to sell airtime with you clowns doing that?"
Let's hear that one. Real. Let's hear a combo of fart, burp.
Fart, burp, left, right, pan.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is the last one.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Last one, you guys. Enjoy it.
Right here. No, actually, right in that one. Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one's there.
Here we go. It's all right. Let's mix it up.
It wasn't loud enough. I'm going to need
Yeah,
yeah. That was not the way you go out.
Blow up my ear.
Now I'm only getting the fart in my left ear.
I'm sorry, everyone.
There it is.
That was pretty good.
One on the right, one on the left, right?
Give me one
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now I can't hear the fart because the burp's too loud.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Really?
You can't hear the fart. Let's see which was a fart. Okay.
Just bro. Do them separate.
I'm turning the fart up.
Don't worry about it.
Don't do a mashup.
Believe me, we have plenty of time.
I think this
great.
Is right.
Well, let's get out of this one.
I got the right mix here.
What else
here
you got,
here
we go. Sarah?
Shh, everyone quiet. One more time.
Okay. That was excellent.
It's perfectly divided there.
That was worth it.
Thank you.
I agree.
For who?
For the listeners.
Oh, really?
Bay Area.
Yep.
Oh, my God. No more.
Keep that handy, Bryn. Just throw that in.
Should I save that one?
Put that in our movie
Not
review.
Not for today.
Intro.
Save it for another day. Come on. Spread the love around.
Yeah, let's be second graders every day. Up until this weekend, there was no explanation for why former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez threw away a promising career and his freedom by committing murder. There just didn't seem to be a motive. Like, why would you put everything at risk for this? It was also unclear why he committed suicide in his cell, even though he was looking at a life sentence at worst. And his lawyer was even hopeful that he might be able to get him off the original charges that he'd been put away for. So there's a new detail that surfaced, and it could explain both these things. I talked a little bit about this yesterday on The Secret Show. According to reports, he did leave behind suicide notes, one addressed to his fiance, one to his 4-year-old daughter, and one to his prison boyfriend. Apparently, he was bisexual, which wouldn't really matter on his own, but there's talk now that he had a longtime sexual relationship with a guy from high school, a different guy, not the one from prison. He also moved a lot of money into 3 accounts shortly before his arrest, one for his fiance, one for his daughter. And apparently the one with the biggest amount was for that high school friend
Whoever, what about the jail really? Boyfriend?
He didn't know him yet because he hadn't been arrested yet.
Ah.
Maybe he would change things now. The idea is here that Odin Lloyd, this is the guy that he was convicted of murdering, somehow knew about his sexuality or the boyfriend, and that Hernandez may have killed him because he thought Lloyd would out him and expose his secret life to his fiance. So these letters, according to his lawyer, this is that Jose Baez guy, he says to TMZ Sports, rumors of letters to a gay lover in or out of prison are false. These are malicious leaks used to tarnish somebody who is dead. The DA merely announced that there were three letters, and so I don't know where they're getting the information as to whom each was addressed.
Yeah.
And Baez says he's not prepared to say whether Hernandez's death was a suicide or foul play. He says there's still plenty we are investigating. So there's what's going on in that case. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Oh, I have so many good stories, including an NFL player getting a note for being a good role model.
Oh.
Fun. What are the sex bases? I have the official answer.
The newly updated ones.
No, there's no change. It's this.
Oh, that's good.
I have the official. These are the bases.
Okay.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our text number, 800-400-3697. Mixed reactions to our second grade segment there.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys are killing me on this morning commute. Had a rough morning. Thank you for that laugh. Let's see, 209. I'm laughing so hard. Thanks, morning show. 510. Seriously. All right, here's something that is brought to you by ADT. 10 o'clock this morning with Gretchen. Sarah, Vinny, and Gretchen, we're going to do the big announcement for the Life is Beautiful Festival. Is this like the fourth or fifth annual in Vegas
this year? Yeah.
It's a big deal, huge lineup, and Life is Beautiful announcement coming up at 10 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call today and get a jump on summer and a happier, healthier you. So this is from the Mercury News, which we don't get a paper version. I have to go online. But faced with sky-high prices, home buyers look to leave the Bay Area.
Oh.
That's the trend. Hunting for a house that's affordable, nearly one in five home seekers living in the Bay Area is looking outside the region. The migration is out.
Right. Well, it's, you know, you got to be able to afford where you live or just sitting in your house with no furniture, food, or lights. Like,
no,
I can afford the house and that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's awful. It's such an awful thing to think that. I was talking to my buddy about this just the other day. It's to think that the kids who grow up here will probably not be able to buy here.
They might be able to rent with 10 roommates.
Unless, of course, they make money their priority instead of the thing that makes them happy, which may not exactly pay crazy dough.
Well, and that the thing is, there's so much of our society that isn't, you know, a CEO job. Teachers and policemen
that's what
and
I
firemen.
Mean. What if your dream... Well, and policemen and firemen can sometimes make really good dough, but a teacher who really just wants to share knowledge and raise the next generation, so to speak, may not make the kind of dough that will allow him or her to live in the Bay Area.
Right. Which makes all of us suffer.
Right.
Because we want good teachers.
It's a bummer.
It is. It's a tear. You're glad when the price, you know, if you own a home, you're glad when the prices go up. And if you don't, you're like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And then you see like house hunters on HGTV and they're looking for, you know, palaces in Atlanta on a $300,000 budget.
Well, and, you know, we hear a lot about the landlords and how people are like, we need protection from these evil landlords. What about these house flippers too, though? That's not helping home prices in any area where someone comes in oh, I don't know, they spend $10,000 on the place and flip it in no time, and they're just taking advantage of this need that people have for homes in the area where we live.
Right.
And making quick cash on it.
Right. And scooping it up from people who are like, I can barely afford what it is now in its S-box condition.
Right. And just because you threw some paint on it and waited 6 months, now you're going to get...
$100,000 more.
That should be something people are looking at. Mm. I even hear people saying, oh, you know, hey, let me teach you my plan on how to do this. Great. You're out there teaching people how to go and do the business of...
I hear those ads on KCBS. I'm always like, oh.
Home flipping.
Mm. Oh, to come to the seminars?
A business. Yeah. Exactly. Home flipping. Oh, that's great. That's great for home values. Super. Talk about
you just price the average person out, you know?
Right. So anyway, I'll move on from there. The Warriors won last night. They were great, and they swept Portland, so they move on, and it looks like tickets for the next round of the playoffs are going to go on sale very soon. Go to the Warriors website for more info on that. Also, Sarah's husband's going to be busy this week as he's got people coming into town, and he's going to also be a very... integral and important part.
Yes, of the
New England Patriots.
He's a
draft.
Proud member of the Patriots organization, Penny. Right. Of course, he's in mad conference calls this week, you know, figuring out what the best moves are for the team. They need his input, you know?
Right.
I don't know how they'd do it without him.
Right. So the draft is this Thursday, everyone. If your person loves... I love the NFL and I would never, but there are people who are really interested in this stuff.
They follow it. They look at all the players who are available for draft and decide what the team needs, Vin.
I don't know this dude's name, but a football player makes the news this morning, and for good reasons. Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
You know him?
I've heard the name, sure.
All right, Mohamed Sanu.
Who does he play for?
Is a 27-year-old wide receiver for the Falcons. It looks like he was flying to New Jersey for an event at Rutgers, where he went to school. Played college ball at Rutgers. And family was sitting behind him on his flight. Their 10-year-old son is on an elite hockey team, and they were on their way to Connecticut for a training event. After the flight, they handed this football player a letter, and here's part of what it said. Our son sat behind you on this flight and watched you. He saw you studying your plays and watched you make healthy choices with your snacks and watched how polite you were to everyone. Then near the end of the letter, they told him he should be proud of the fact that he's an inspiration to children. And apparently he was, because he put the letter, or a picture of the letter, on his Twitter and said it put a smile on his face.
That's so sweet.
Nice to hear a good story about a footballer instead of all the bad ones. Right.
Right.
Well, it was before midnight, Penny.
Right.
When all the good things happen.
So, the bases.
Oh, yeah, the bases. Now, listen, when I was a kid, the bases were super clear.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Because this was an important part of boy conversation, but I never knew the other side of it. So, did girls actually talk to each other about what base you went to?
Yes.
With a boy?
Yes.
So, you were like... me and the Donny Osmond tree just got to first base.
First base.
Sorry, you had the...
Allen.
I had the Allen. There were five trees, and they were named after all the... Jimmy was not... he was like a bush nearby, little Jimmy Osmond. Ugh, no one wanted him. But everybody wanted Donny Osmond, so I went Allen, you know, just to have a chance to be in the family and be near Donny.
Right. So that was a conversation you and the other girls in the neighborhood might have. Something like that.
I don't know. Me, Vicky, and Diane.
You, Vicky, and Diane would talk about which... and who got to the bases first? Do you have that?
I moved out of that neighborhood before we really knew about bases. Diane Salvatore did tell me about French kissing for the first time, and I almost barfed when I heard what it was. I'm not going to tell you what it is if you don't already know. It's
Frenching.
I don't want to horrify you with what French kissing is. But for me... first base was kissing. Second base...
wait, so you're saying Frenching was not specifically first base?
It was kissing.
No tongue.
Not necessarily, but not no. Whatever kissing was happening, that was first base.
Okay.
Second base was getting upstairs feeling. Third base was getting downstairs feeling. And not anything beyond that.
Right.
Because we didn't really know about all the other stuff that could be done before you hit a home run, which was you went all the way.
You're talking about the face.
I am. I'm saying I didn't know anything about
right.
that.
Of course
I was
not.
Discussing the bases. So now, apparently, there's like other all kinds of other bases.
There aren't, though.
Those are
the
bases.
And you've got them correct. A home run is sex.
Right. Which, to me, includes face stuff,
right.
et cetera.
That's the point. There are no, those are the bases.
Like someone
you just got
there.
Them. First base is kissing yeah. with or without the tongue.
Okay.
To me, as a young man, you had to French. There was no pecs. That didn't, that's.
You just wanted to go.
Well, to me, that was what I was told.
You by, just jam
by
your
the
tongue
other dudes
in there.
I knew. They were all older kids, mm-hmm. and they were like, you gotta. And I, so I, when I first kissed Christy Wetzel, mm-hmm. I was in third grade. She was in sixth, and they told me, you gotta.
You're gonna have to stick your tongue out.
And I didn't. I had no problem. I was like, I got this, you guys.
Just how
back.
Did it go?
It went great. And I came back to class and was like, I got that done. I took care of it. Christy Wetzel. Me and Christy Wetzel. It just happened.
Who is just bursting to ask
I'm
a
not
question.
Burst. I have some questions about a kiss because I'm getting a lot of texts and stuff.
Are you? Are you getting a lot of texts?
Does an Eskimo kiss count as a kiss?
No.
How rubbing about, noses?
No.
That doesn't count?
No.
So you're not at first base with that?
No.
Is that like
no.
a foul ball?
That's like a, right.
All right. What about a butterfly kiss?
The eyelashes on the cheek?
No.
That does not count.
How about an earlobe kiss? Is that first base?
No.
But it is lips on skin.
But so
it's close.
So
it's
you're
close.
Saying, you're saying a peck is first base.
I'm telling you it's not. My own personal rule is you had to French.
I see. So if there was no tongue involved, you hadn't gotten anywhere, no matter how long you were tightly
would
kissing.
Who would do that?
Girls.
I'm gonna
we're scared
post,
of the tongue.
You guys always got to keep everything closed.
I'm going to post on the Sarah and Vinny page a list of all the different types of kisses. So you guys
thanks.
Can just look and debate them amongst yourselves.
All right. Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
There it is. That's
what's second
the official.
Base? What's second base?
Second base. Boobs. She's got it. She said it. It's the
boobs.
Hand on boob. Third
careful.
Base yeah. is the below the Australia.
But no faces.
Down under.
No right. face?
No face.
Just hands. Just the hand. And then.
All the way.
Sex is
there a grand slam?
No, well, there isn't.
They're all grand slams. If you get to home base, it seems like you would have hit all the bases in between.
Yeah, but you only get one run instead of four.
True. True that.
Oh!
Hooman, we might as well ask you since you're on. What age did you get to first base officially?
Oh, man. It was young. This was really... So I went to this school. I don't know if it's called Montessori anymore, but it
well,
was...
Well, you had a story ready to go, didn't you?
Well, I didn't know what you were going to ask.
Let's hear it.
Have we never heard this story before? Let's
I
hear it.
Know.
So it was a Montessori maybe. School, a private school.
Yeah, it was Montessori, okay. yeah. And it's in Belmont. And I think I must have been second grade.
Second grade.
And me and my buddy Jesse, there was a place on
you
the
you and your buddy Jesse got to first base? That's
no,
so smart.
No, me and my buddy Jesse before. Grabbed two girls. I can't remember their names, unfortunately.
Grabbed them?
Well, you know, they were around. And the girls said, hey, let's all kiss like they do in the movies. But there's a place on the playground where the teachers couldn't see you. So that's where we'd always hang out.
Where was it?
It was like... to the right, I don't know. It was
like behind dumpsters or something.
No, no, there was just it was this big playground, and there was a fence, and then if you went to like kind of the back side of the fence, they just couldn't see you there. Oh. So there we are, and all four of us are just all kind of kissing in
who'd
second
you,
grade.
Wait, who'd you get? What's her name?
He doesn't remember.
I think I want to say Tammy. I don't know. I can't remember the girl's name.
You don't know the first person you kissed, really?
I was in second grade. I mean,
well, I was in third grade. I know exactly who I kissed.
Who was it?
Christy Wetzel. Told you.
Yeah, I think it was Tammy, but I can't. It's been too long, and I'm 42 now, so.
Dang, you're 42, dude?
Yeah, I think I was, what are you in second grade, 8 or 7?
7.
So I was 7. Well, how old were you, Bryn? I bet Bryn was younger than me.
Bryn did everything pretty young.
No, I had like my first kiss, I think, in 7th grade, which is like,
oh, wow.
It's like 12.
What about you, Sarah?
8th grade. Like,
yeah.
You kissed her and did all the stuff.
No, not with her, no.
What'd you do with her?
It was just super awkward, like, you know, your first kiss, your teeth are touching and...
Yeah, you don't know how to control your teeth.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I'm weird. You know, I'm thinking about germs and stuff. I always think about, I don't know.
You know, girls had cooties up to that point. I mean,
not even that. I'm just, even still today, I don't.
Even still today? Yeah, you worry about it?
I mean, when I'm into it, I'm into it. But for the most part, I'm like, I don't need all that saliva in my mouth right now.
You don't?
I don't want
to. Is Anita very tongue active? Like, she.
Yeah, she's tongue active.
Not really. I mean, we have our times when we're hot.
What?
And excited, then maybe so, but...
Hot.
But normally she'll just go for a little
kiss. Yeah, like, on a daily basis, how do you kiss John? Do you ever put your tongue in his mouth anymore?
Sometimes just to surprise him, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, really?
To be funny.
To be funny, exactly.
That only makes an appearance for comedy reasons.
Unless we're in bed, I guess.
Yeah, in bed, that's when it happens. But like,
yeah,
you
but
get
normally
home,
you
say,
just
hey,
give
honey,
a kiss, right?
Yeah, it's just a peck or, you know.
And sometimes we don't even kiss, I just want a hug. Like, hold me up.
All
right.
You guys ever do butterfly kisses? Or
yes. Well, we used to do those with the kids. All
Eskimos?
The kids love that.
No.
Kids love Eskimo kisses.
How old was
you
use that
kisses?
When she kissed somebody on the tongue with tongue for the first time?
13. Between the rectory and the church. Roberto.
Oh, you remember
the
name?
Taint of the churchyard, I see.
What? Our text number is 800-400-3697. 317 says, I love Scott, but I should have never started following him on Instagram. He really looks like a creep on there.
Yeah. We'll have to address that with him today.
We've
is he
already
next?
Addressed it.
He is next.
All right.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.